This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If a small business has survived this pandemic, so far we should say, it's a fair bet they've got some cash on hand right now because they have, almost by definition, figured out how to buy, sell, or process things that people have needed over the past year. And a lot of those small business owners say that they're spending or they are going to spend that money on business investment, buying new gear, improving facilities. Capital expenditures is what that's called. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, every time a company makes a CapEx, it sets off a chain reaction.
Randy George spent the pandemic thinking up ways he could improve how his Red Hen Bakery and Cafe in Vermont does business.
There's all kinds of things that we do in our daily lives or in our businesses that are like, oh, wait, we don't need to be doing things that way anymore.
Like slicing meat and cheese manually for sandwiches, or putting loaves of bread into an oven by hand. So as his business kept humming along during the pandemic, George bought an automatic slicer and an automatic bread loading machine.
To get it into the oven, which was just kind of grunt work before, this thing does that mechanically.
Which means?
You won't go home feeling like your shoulder got ripped off.
The machine we're talking about is a $30,000 conveyor belt on a track that rolls back and forth in front of an oven and slides the loaves in, like this one near San Diego. George bought his loader from TMB Baking, a commercial equipment supplier in San Francisco. Owner Greg Warwick says he's been selling a lot of equipment lately.
It's been a swell that's been, I wouldn't call it a tsunami, but you can see the waves coming at you, and that's why we've been very pleased and grateful again that we've been seeing an uptick.
That uptick from bakers like Randy George is giving Warwick's company more money to spend on inventory. More ovens, more dough mixers, more machines that divide dough, and more parts for what Warwick says has been a big seller lately, retarder proofers.
We purchase all the components and do all the assembly for those in our facility, and we also build the controls and the wiring.
Retarder proofers are insulated chambers used to prep dough before baking. They're part cooler to slow the yeast down and part proofer to warm the dough up. Warwick says he's been selling proofers of all sizes.
Everything from a cabinet that just takes individual sheet pans to larger chambers that you can roll multiple racks into.
Warwick's company purchases the walls, ceilings, and doors for those retarder proofers from a manufacturer called Imperial Brown, where Stacy Sewell works.
My division handles food service, so that would be restaurants, schools, hospitals.
And business has been off the charts.
2021, we've broken every sales record that our company has ever had. Keep in mind, we're a 105-year-old company.
Scaling up to meet that demand has not been easy. Supplies have been stuck on ships in congested ports. Insulating foam is in short supply because of the freeze in Texas. Right now, Imperial Brown's factories in Oregon, Oklahoma, and North Carolina are only operating with one shift and barely keeping up. The company used to be able to deliver orders in 3 to 5 weeks, but now...
Our lead times have extended to 6 to 8 weeks across all three factories.
That's meant a lot of employees have been working long hours.
That's not sustainable to keep everybody working overtime day after day, week after week, month after month.
And so?
We really are looking to hire, and that's very important to us.
Adding 120 people to Imperial Brown's 400-person staff. Sewell sees that investment the same way Vermont baker Randy George sees his purchase of the bread loader, as something that will make the company more productive going forward. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.